Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read, books, books.
Well, we are in a wonderful land. It is Bookland, and the folks from the Chatham Bookstore join us to present a fine list of books for these beginning last days of fall, beginning days of winter, and the like. Diane Ortman is with us to help us and dispense terrific advice on books to pick up and enjoy. Diane, it's always wonderful to have you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, where shall we begin?
We are going to begin with Tana French. Her latest book is The Secret Place, and as always, we are with the Dublin Murder Squad, and this story involves Detective Stephen Moran, and he is thrown into a case that is an unsolved murder mystery, and it's a teenage boy has been murdered on the grounds of an all-girls boarding school. It's a total page-turner, and Tana French is really able to project the angst, the confusion, the alliances that teenage girls make, the heightened sense of emotions that they have already, and then you throw in a murderer amongst them, and it gets ugly.
Yes, and then mix that and enjoy the results,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So I really loved it. I know we have a lot of people in our store that are Tana French fans. So this is my first encounter with Tana French. And after I read this, I went back to her first book, and then I read all of them. And if you are the type of person that likes to kind of binge on an author, then pick up Tana French if you haven't already, because her books are funny and witty. The characters are gritty, and they're standalone books, but all the characters have been in the other books.
Yeah.
So you don't have to read them in order, but they're great to go back and, you know, learn everybody in the Dublin Murder Squad.
We love
it. Very fun, yeah.
Tana French, The Secret Place. Next up.
Next is Some Luck by Jane Smiley. Most people know Jane Smiley from 1,000 Acres. It's great to see her back on the bookshelf again. This newest book follows the Langdons and their 5 children, and Jane Smiley takes us back to Iowa for this story. It starts in 1920, and they're farmers. Each chapter is 1 year, and it goes through 1953. So along with the family, you are watching the family and America struggle through the Great Depression, World War II, drought, poverty, and kind of the moving from agriculture to the coasts and a more industrialized country, which is simultaneously happens to the Langdons as their children kind of branch out away from the farm and Iowa. It's no surprise that the story is interesting and the characters are sympathetic. What's really exciting about this is it's the first one of a trilogy. So she plans to span 100 years. So it started in 1920. It ended in 1953. I'm assuming the next one will be another 33 years, and then the third one will be the final. It would have to be 34 years for that one,
right?
If you do the math. But
right.
So it's that's great and exciting.
Some Luck is the name of the new novel. Love, Jane Smiley, and it's published by Knopf. The next book is I love this book.
Okay. Being Mortal, Medicine and What Matters in the End by Atul Gawande. And a lot of people know him. He's a staff writer for The New Yorker, and he often does their medical pieces. He's written other great books as well. Being Mortal, Medicine and What Matters in the End. He did some research, and he found that in the late 90s, 17% of us were dying in our home, and everybody else is dying in an institution, which is probably not how most of us envision the end of our lives. And what he found was that nobody was really asking people that are very sick how they want to end their life. Like, how do they envision the quality of their life being and what's important to them? I like one of the story that he tells. He's asking a woman who works in hospice how she dealt with her own father dying. And she said it took her a while to realize that she wasn't having the conversation with her father that she was with her patients, because we're so fraught with anxiety in talking to our loved ones. And the medical world also does not know how to speak to people that are dying. They just want to talk about, well, what you know, we can do to prolong your life, but they're not asking, how can we make your life better, what you have left? So when she finally went back and realized she needed to talk to her father, who was a professor at Emory, a very intelligent man, she asked him how he would be okay, what would be acceptable to him, and he said, if I can eat chocolate ice cream and watch football, that would be okay with me.
Right.
And she was able to make decisions, you know, in the moment about what type of interventions, how far she should let them go based on that information. One more interesting thing was Boston General did a study on two groups of lung cancer patients. One group was status quo on chemotherapy. The other group went into hospice, had more conversations with their doctors about what they wanted. The group in hospice ended up living 25% longer than the status quo group. So it's clear, right? Yeah. I mean, that speaks volumes about what we should be doing.
It's an amazing book. It's Being Mortal by Atul Gawande, and it's published by Holt. Next up.
Next up is Blue Horses, Poems by Mary Oliver. And, you know, they say that you can't judge a book by its cover, but in some cases you can. Look at this cover.
It's a great cover.
I mean, it's so beautiful.
It's Blue Horses.
It's Blue Horses. And I myself am, you know, I love horses very much. So I had to pick this up. And I was curious about the cover, and it turns out it's a painting by Franz Marc, who was a German artist in the early 1900s. And I'm just going to read the poem, Franz Marc's Blue Horses. I'm not going to read the whole thing because I want people to buy the book, but I'm going to read a piece of it.
Okay.
I step into the painting of the four blue horses. I am not even surprised that I can do this. One of the horses walks toward me. His blue nose noses me lightly. I put my arm over his blue mane, not holding on, just commingling. He allows me pleasure. Franz Marc died a young man, shrapnel in his brain. I would rather die than try to explain to the blue horses what war is.
Wow.
Yeah, so he died in World War I.
Mm.
And then she ends it. She always ends her poems so strongly. I don't expect them to speak, and they don't. If being so beautiful isn't enough, what could they possibly say?
Beautiful. Yep. It's Mary Oliver, and the book is Blue Horses. It's published by Penguin Press.
Okay. Now I have a book of photography. It's called Organic, Farmers and Chefs of the Hudson Valley. It's photographs by Francesco Mistaglia, and the books are of our local chefs and farmers. The pictures are portraits of them on their farms. There's a sepia tint to
yeah,
it,
beautiful.
Which somehow brings out their facial expressions more. I guess they're earthier,
yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
And
beautiful.
It's very beautiful. And the thing that I love about this book is I started flipping through it and I thought, oh yeah, there's Dan Barber, you know. But then I was like, oh, there's my friend Hannah. And I know them and I recognize that person. And I think anybody that lives in our area is probably going to recognize one of their farmers in here. And I just thought, gosh, it's so great that I know the people that I'm eating my food from.
Right.
You know, they're my neighbors and I trust them. And a lot of the people in this book mention the fact that their customers trust them and know that they're growing healthy, sustainable food. And, you know, we're so lucky to live in this area and have such a proliferance of the local food that we can get.
It's a beautiful book. It's Organic Farmers and Chefs of the Hudson Valley.
Next is The Mitten String. It's a children's book. It's by Jennifer Rosner. She is another local author.
Yep.
And it's the retelling of a folktale about a girl and her family who have wool, and they meet a woman who is deaf and she has a baby. And one of the ways that she communicates with her baby is they're attached by a string of wool. And then the girl decides to make them mittens so that when it's cold at night, they can each have a mitten that's attached so that they can stay warm. And it's really lovely book. The illustrations are gorgeous. And we actually had Jennifer Rosner in our store reading from this. And it was great because we actually... the store next to the Chatham Bookstore is called The Warm U, and it's a wool shop. So we partnered with them. They got their clients knitting mittens. So when Jennifer Rosner came to the store, everybody brought the mittens they had knitted, and then we donated them to the Family Resource of Columbia County.
Great.
So it was like two local stores collaborating, giving back to the community.
That's what it's all about. And the name of the book is The Mitten String by Jennifer Rosner. And we have about a minute left.
Okay.
So where would you like to end?
Where do I want to end? I think I want to end with talking about a couple of things at the store.
Okay,
is
that's
that
great.
Okay?
Sure.
What do we have here? We have a great author coming. His name is Carlo DeVito on December 7th. He wrote a book called Inventing Scrooge. And it's uncovers the real life inspirations from Dickens. And it says, from a graveyard in Edinburgh to a prison in London to his schoolboy years in Chatham and his lifelong fascination in dance, so much of his past and present are woven into the characters and themes. And that's going to be great. And as an aside, he's also the owner of the Hudson Chatham Winery.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So that event is?
That's December 7th. And we have also artist Roger Mason is on display in the store.
Yep.
Are you familiar with Roger Mason?
Yes.
He has these great scenes. He has a Northeast. He has a Southwest. What else does he have? He's been to Cuba. So he lived in Chatham for about 30 years. He now lives in Colorado, but he always comes back to Chatham. And in his time here now, he's... put his works about our store, and most of them are of Main Street Chatham. So that's great.
Well, wonderful events, and you can find out more information. Your website is Chatham...
ChathamBookstore.com.
ChathamBookstore.com. Simple as that. For more information, go to ChathamBookstore.com. You can also visit them. That's the best thing to do. 27 Main Street in Chatham. And Diane Ortman, I thank you so much for being with us. A great list of books. Terrific stuff.
Thank you.
Good
Thanks
stuff.
For having us.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Again, you can find out more information by going to ChathamBookstore.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.